This is a podcast from the BBC.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of our Friday podcast. Episode 6, how have we arrived at episode 6? I thought this was going to be a one-off, but actually what's happened is all you guys have kind of campaigned for this to become a thing. It's become regular, and you know when they're taking things seriously at Radio 1 when suddenly they make jingles? So I've got in front of me here jingles that are just for this podcast, which I'm kind of proud about in a weird kind of way. I've not actually heard these yet because I thought we could hear them all together on the podcast. So shall we start at the beginning? Bit of a nerd fest, this one.
Scott Mills. Chris's Extra Bits.
I like that. Because at no point has anyone ran past me exactly what Radio 1 management would like the name of this thing to be. Extra Bits work for me. Let's have a listen to this one.
Scott Mills. Chris's Bit on the Side.
It's good, but it's kind of taken by another show. Isn't that Big Brother's one? But then again, Big Brother's finishing, isn't it? So maybe it's not the worst thing to take that.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Chris's Friday Extra Show.
I like it. It sort of says what it does in the tin.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
That's a great one. Let me know what your favourite is and then we can run with it. I reckon by episode 12 of this, this is going to be slick as. Full on jingles, all done with confidence, maybe even billboards like Greg James. At the moment, I think this is my favourite.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Now, because this is all about being behind the scenes, I really wanted to show you this, and it's the outtakes from where those jingles were made. So the guy who makes the jingles for this came to me and said, look, we've got you these jingles, we've given them a load of different names, and you can choose which one you want. But he also said that they had a load of outtakes from where they were recording it. I think this is fascinating because you never really hear this kind of thing. These are the voices that you hear on Radio 1 where they're super confident. And I've got them here. I've heard this one's a bit sweary.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra... The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Scott.
With Chris Scott.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra... The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Scott.
Am I a bit weird in that I really like it when Radio 1 screws up a little bit? It always grabs my attention. I'm always fascinated by it. There's another outtake here.
Chris's Bits on the Side or Bit. Okay.
Not Chris on the Side.
Sorry. No,
it's fine. Let me play that again.
Chris's Bits on the Side or Bit. Okay.
This is so good. I love the insight into this. But anyway, good news, everyone. We've got jingles, so we're probably here to stay for at least another couple of weeks. All right then, guys, we go again. Coming up on this week's podcast, we're going to be catching up with our listener, Nicole, who is taking her first trip outside of Wales. She's going to Amsterdam. She's at the airport right now as we're recording this podcast. So it'll be good to chat to her. Also, I want to introduce you to someone who helps make this podcast happen. He's a very, very funny guy, but he's had a really, really weird week. It's all a little bit you okay, hon? And of course, we're going to be cramming in your listener questions, anything you want to know about the show. I love that you guys feel that you can message me on Insta and Twitter with your questions. Please keep them coming. We're doing those towards the end of the podcast. But first, let's catch up with Scott Mills.
Hello, how are you?
Where do we find you right now?
The reason I'm talking quietly is because I'm in the actual studio of Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you are. Yeah. Is this for podcast duties?
It is for podcasts. I don't know whether this is a plus spoiler, but I've just literally just walked around the back of the stage. And there appears to be a prop, which is a bar with loads of fake drinks on it. So the drinks are not real because I'm trying to stir them right now. Not real.
Oh, so they're not real drinks, which suggests that one of the dances probably involved some kind of bar or drinks or something like that. Exciting.
Well, it's what I can see in front of me is I can see a blue drink, let's get a blue cocktail, and a cream-coloured cocktail, but they don't move. But then there is fruit, which is real, so there's lemons and strawberries and limes, but they are real. I just bit into one of them, and I've just eaten one of the strawberries, so I've ruined the whole show. Probably.
So this is your side project. This is the Strictly Come Dancing podcast that you're doing.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. So okay. Today I'm here doing stuff for the podcast. I'm also I'm filming little trailers which go out at the end of the show.
Yes, these are amazing. This is the one where you were holding the headphones.
Yeah, but I'm recording loads of them in one go today. So I've literally had about 5 costume changes so far.
Yeah.
Currently you find me in a blue blazer.
Well, why do you need costume changes? Surely just wear the same tux. Like, no one's going to mind if you wear the same smart suit for 10 seconds every Saturday.
No, Strictly Babes. They want it to look different every time.
Really? And Amy, yeah. Who you do it with, has got to change as well.
Oh, I mean, she's literally bought the whole of Zara or whatever shop it is with her. yeah. I mean, like, there's a full wardrobe going on. I'll send you, not that you can see it, but I'll send you a picture. When I arrived, one, we've now got a dressing room. Amazing. And two, there was like a literal whole rack of black and grey blazers for me to wear, which had been laid out just for me. This is 10 seconds on the podcast.
This is amazing. Trail. So you don't have to pay for these clothes?
Well, no, I don't get to keep them either. No. But I understand that most of the jackets have at some point or other been worn on the show by Bruno Toglioli, which means that I'm exactly the same size as him. I don't know how I feel about that. I think that's okay.
How exciting. I thought he was quite short.
He's short, but he's not. But what I'm saying is he's not particularly big, which makes me, if I can fit into his jacket, then it's goals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's weird when you come here because obviously, I'm just walking past a grand piano, the silent piano. I'm trying to play it now. I'm pressing the keys. They don't work. And I can also see a boat. I don't know what that's for. Oh, and a chaise lounge. A lot of bottles of champagne, which are also fake.
I love that you're just there dicking about, like just causing a scene. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just like bored. Well, not bored. I'm just waiting to do the next one, you see, because Amy's getting changed again.
Yeah. I know we haven't got you for very long, actually, before you got to go record another one. So this is going to be like 10 seconds at the end of Strictly. You pop up in a little box.
Yeah.
Same as last week, and it's, you know, please subscribe to the Strictly Come Dancing podcast.
Yeah,
and,
exactly that.
And last time you were holding headphones to show that you're a DJ.
Yes, that's because a lot of people don't know what a podcast is, apparently, if you're a Strictly viewer. So you have to really spell it out to them by holding headphones and telling them to press play and telling them how to download it. So, yeah, it's kind of like, obviously, like, everyone that's listened to this knows what a podcast is, otherwise you wouldn't be hearing it.
Mm.
But for a lot of the Strictly Come Dancing viewers, they won't even know what a podcast is. In fact, I checked with my mum last night. I actually texted her going, "Mum, do you know what a podcast is?" She went, "I think so." So that's what you're kind of dealing with here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But what would be great is if your mum, no offence to Amy, but your mum was the co-host here and you got her on explaining to people what the podcast is. That'd be wicked.
Yeah, I'm not sure that she'd be any good at that, to be fair. She was on TV when I did Strictly. She had an argument with Craig and that didn't go so well.
Did she? I don't remember this.
Yeah, they went to her in the audience and she was like, "Stop picking on my son."
Yes, Sandra.
TV gold. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Oh, you got to go. All right.
Yeah, I got to go. Okay. Right. Ah, the music's right. Dying. Okay.
Yeah, all good. Right.
Bye.
So the podcast is all going well. We've got some brand new jingles and stuff like that. I want to give you a little behind the scenes of how this podcast has been made. It all goes a bit meta at this point where we talk about how the behind the scenes podcast is made. It all goes behind the scenes of behind the scenes. But I want to introduce you to a guy called Ant. Hello, Ant.
Hello.
Now, you're a bit of a legend around Radio 1. You've been here how many years?
I wouldn't like to say it and give my age away, but...
But like from the Moyles days and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you used to produce the Chris Moyles podcast.
I did. Most podcasts throughout the years.
All
since
of our
podcasting began.
But you always do the Scott Mills Daily. You kind of put all the stuff together, make it happen.
I do.
And you're in control of this as well.
Yes.
Now, two things from you this week. One of them was the amazing podcast description, which you did earlier in the week.
Yeah, that was quite embarrassing, that one.
Now, we talked about this on the show. In case you missed it, here's what Ant wrote down as a podcast description for one of the podcasts.
So many questions. Do people in the street think Scott's drinking wee? Are pigs and blankets getting out of control? Has listener Adam achieved his goal of having sex with 50 Cent? And how did the lady have sex with Christmas get through on the phone again?
It's exceptional. And I take it you didn't read this thing before it got published.
I have to admit, I was in a bit of a hurry. And what I did is I sort of narrated the description into my phone so it would type up from my voice. And then I put it in and I scanned over it and thought it was all right. And then...
Yeah, I mean, writing realize. Sex with Christmas is not generally something that you see on the BBC. But I'm sure it got a few more downloads, so well played.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I was worried about you, mate, because the other thing that you've done was this morning. So we've got a WhatsApp group for this podcast where we just kind of discuss what we're going to talk about, send numbers across and stuff like that. It's basically just a WhatsApp group to organise this podcast. And Anne, on this podcast earlier, bear in mind what you did earlier this week. You sent three voice notes. Yeah, you sent three voice notes. I'm going to play one of them.
I don't believe that.
I was sat on the train wondering what was going on, and then you sent a message which just said would be a good cover.
Let me explain. Yeah, I am obviously getting too old for this game because that was supposed to be to a different group.
Yeah.
Which is the group called Brizzler, which is a band that I'm in.
So you're in a covers band.
I'm in a covers band, one of those cheesy types that shouts and bawls in the corner of a pub now and then.
Right, so on our podcast WhatsApp group, you accidentally sent a kind of ropey version of Shania Twain because you thought it would be a good thing to cover.
Well, that was actually Shania Twain because I heard it on Radio 1 this morning and I was in my little room and as it was playing, I thought to myself, I bet our singer could sing this quite well.
Oh, are you not the singer?
No.
Oh, gutted. I was going to get you to do a little bit of Shania Twain. That would have been amazing.
No. And then so I held the phone to the speaker, recorded a bit and said to the band, this would be a good cover.
Well, it's good you're working
I
hard,
I wondered
mate.
Why none of them responded. And well...
So for everyone listening right now, a bit of an insight into how this thing is thrown together.
Well, yeah.
And a big hello to Anne, who's had an absolute mare this week.
Apologies to all, although I'm glad it gave you all a chuckle.
It has given everyone a chuckle. But Anne, thank you so much for your work on this Behind the Scenes podcast.
You're welcome.
Love Ant. He's really kind of famous internally here at Radio 1. And also, what an amazing voice. Love that guy. In fact, sometimes we get messages into Radio 1 asking about what Ant looks like because you often hear him on features where we get stuff voiced up. But he's a legend here at Radio 1. I think there's more in this in the accidental messages that you've sent to the wrong WhatsApp group. So maybe you've sent a message that was meant for your boyfriend or girlfriend to, I don't know, the family group or something like that. If that's you and you're listening right now, drop me a message and let me know. Right there, moving on. The listener who's been made famous this week is the brilliant Nicole. Now, we spoke to her on the podcast last week and she's featured on the show quite a lot this week. She's going to Amsterdam. It's her first trip out of Wales and right now she's at the airport.
Hello.
Oh my God, how excited are you?
I'm buzzing. I can't wait.
So listen, we don't want you to give away too much at the moment because we're going to be speaking to you on the show next week. But I just thought whilst you're in the airport and we're recording this podcast at exactly the same time, we'll just have a very, very quick catch up right now.
Yeah.
So where are you at the airport?
In Burger King.
Yeah, of course you are. So you've gone through security. Was that all fine?
I'm not going to lie to you, I was scared of you. That was very scared of you. I went to the buffet. Liam had to have his bag checked.
Oh, no.
It's because it was his aftershave or something.
Were you worried? Because they would have pulled him to one side.
Yeah, they did. They pulled him to one side and they looked through the bag and he tested the perfume or something and then we were fine then.
Yeah, and now you're just having a burger?
No, chicken nugget.
Oh, fine. Yeah. And then off to Amsterdam.
And no one knows I'm on the radio.
I know.
No one knows they're speaking to you and I'm mental.
I know. But do you know what? There'll be so many people in the airport right now that would have heard you on the show this week. Isn't that weird to think?
I know. They don't even know it's me.
Are you nervous? Are you excited? What's the situation right now?
I am nervous. I got like a sticky feeling in my stomach.
We've not spoken to Liam on the show at all. Is he okay?
Yeah, do you want to say hello?
Yeah, this would be great, because we haven't heard from Liam yet.
Go on, just say hello.
Hello, Ed.
Liam!
Hey.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, you?
Really good. Your lovely girlfriend is quite famous right now.
I know, isn't she?
Is she enjoying it?
Yeah, she's loving it.
Is this your first trip to Amsterdam?
My first trip to Amsterdam, yeah. It's not my first flight, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Liam, great to speak to you.
I do.
Can we speak to Nicole again?
Yes, no problem.
Nice one, mate. Love that we've spoken to Liam.
God and Chris, I got to tell you something.
What's that?
Yesterday, Liam dropped his phone on the toilet, right? But the boarding passes are on his phone.
Oh,
so
no.
We literally thought, like, we're not going to be able to go. But he's got a spare phone, like a Samsung. He had a spare Samsung, so he had to, like, transfer everything back onto his Samsung so we could go. We literally thought we weren't going to go.
No, but you know you could have just printed them off.
I know, he's complicated. He hasn't got a printer, so he's just done it on his phone.
Well, listen, we're going to catch up with you next week. Have the best time in Amsterdam. I'm sure you're going to love
thank
it.
You.
And I really hope you enjoy the Netherlands.
No, I'm going to Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're going to Amsterdam. Sorry, I forget.
And I know that banana bar is ruined.
Yes. Oh, yes, we did tell you about the banana
ruined.
Bar.
That's no dear.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, we're just interested to know what you thought it was.
Well, I don't know now.
All right, well, look, take lots of pictures, have the best time, and we'll speak to you next week. I can't wait.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nicole, see you then. She's the best. I cannot wait for next week's show to be able to speak to Nicole. I love that so many of you have texted in as well to show loads of support to her. I think everyone can relate to their first holiday. And I think Nicole's really going to have our eyes opened in Amsterdam. You're listening to the Chris Stark Friday Extra podcast right now. This is for everyone that feels like they're missing a podcast now that we don't really do one on a Friday. It's like our extra one, behind the scenes one. And right now we're in Dottie's One Extra studio. Do you know what I love about this as well? I'm just looking at her computer screen in front of me because she forgot to log out. And she's the cutting edge of grime. You know, she's one of the coolest people that I know. Yet this is the song that I can see that she was last playing in front of me. Tune, to be fair. And I feel a little bit fragile because I was in Newcastle last night DJing. I'm really sorry about the last couple of podcasts, by the way, because they have been happening after late nights out where I've only got back in like 3 hours before. So apologies about that. That's not to say that this one's going to be bad or anything. I just mean I'm a little bit tired. I'm delicate. So when I hear a little bit of Desiree like that, I don't know, I get a bit emotional. Okay, this is my favourite bit of the podcast. This is your chance to ask me anything. It can be about me, it can be about Scott, it can be about the other Radio 1 presenters, it can just be anything from behind the scenes. You can really nerd out if you want. Every week we try and get a few of you on, and we're going to start doing this right now. Hello, Naomi.
Hiya.
Hi. What's your question?
Hi. Basically just wondering whether you have to plan every single minute of the show, because everything always, it runs so smoothly, like you're always on time for Newsbeat, and I just don't know how it works.
I think so far this is the nerdiest question that we've had, because there's no funny way of answering this. I can tell you logistically how it works, but why are you so fascinated?
It just shocks me every time. Like I'll be listening to a song, obviously, like say you play three in a row, and then I'll look at the clock, it'll be 3 o'clock and it'll be time for Newsbeat, and it just shocks me every time. So it is a bit niche, I am sorry, but
all right. Hey. Well, that's cool. So this is a question for all the geeks out there that actually want to know how this thing's put together. So I think what's really nice about our show is that it sounds very underprepared. And a lot of the time, it just sounds like me and Scott are just having a laugh, and then occasionally there's news. But when you really think about it, there's a lot that the producers have to do to kind of make sure everything fits the time, that we play the right amount of songs. And as you said, that we go to Newsbeat at exactly the right time. Newsbeat. And basically, Newsbeat has to be bang on the same second every time we go to it. So how we have to work things out is we have to almost count backwards from when we need to go to Newsbeat, and the show is planned around that. So sometimes it does go wrong. So if you hear a song just before Newsbeat that has only lasted about 30 seconds, it's because someone's panicked, has put on a song, and has realised that they can only get away with like 20, 30 seconds of it. The other thing you might notice is that before Newsbeat, there's often a dance song. And that's just because it's really easy to cut that short. So it is planned, but it involves a lot of good maths. And the weird thing about people that work here is most people here aren't very good at maths, because they would be doing an entirely different job. But it does go wrong, and I've heard it go wrong in amazing ways. So sometimes a song might finish and you've still got about a minute and a half before Newsbeat. So you have to chat absolute rubbish for a minute and a half. And I think me and Scott are the absolute masters of that.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
We're quite lucky because we can talk to each other. But there's been times I've heard people run out of things to say. And there's a legendary story about an old Radio 1 presenter who basically ran out of things to say before Newsbeat. So they had about 10 seconds left before Newsbeat. And they ended up just going, OK, the time is half one. It's beautiful weather outside. And the birds are in the sky, la 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 la. And then went to Newsbeat. It's legendary here. It was one of the worst bits of presenting that's ever been done.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, I hope it answers your question anyway.
Thanks, Chris.
No worries at all. Any other questions, let me know, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Cheers, Naomi. I really respect some of the nerdy questions that are coming in. I love it. Because I can give you loads of Radio 1 gossip and tell you who's getting with who or who's not getting with who, that kind of thing. But if you are a nerd and you're listening right now and you want to know about how technically the show is thrown together, then please feel free. And let's see if someone can out-nerd Naomi for this time next week. Hello, Paddy.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hello, mate. Yeah, really, really good. Thank you. Is your question a really nerdy one or is it more, I don't know, something that you're just kind of intrigued about?
I'm just kind of intrigued, really, about you and Scott, because obviously you guys are like proper celebs. Mm. You know, Scott's done Strictly, you've done Virtually Famous. Is that coming back at all?
It's a tricky one, actually. It came back for one more series and they sort of binned me off. So a bit of a sore point. But I'm sure that's the reason it hasn't come back since.
But yeah, it seems to be a thing that celebrities go off and do pantomime over the winter. Is that something you and Scott would ever consider doing?
I think it's a funny one, isn't it? Because I think pantomime, loads of people turn their nose up at it. I would be well up for it because for me, it just seems like a good laugh. And I hear
you get as wishy-washy in Aladdin.
Can you? I hear you get paid masses of money for it as well. That's what I've heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I think Gareth Gates is up in Manchester this year.
There we go.
So
he's massively famous. Well, listen, Scott is definitely a lot more famous than me. Do you think Scott would do it?
I think he would, but I just don't know what character he'd be.
I know that he loves the idea of any kind of role where there's loads of innuendo.
Yeah, something like Buttons or Wishy-Washy or, yeah, one of the comedy characters.
You know, one of those lines like, I've been walking for 30 miles and still no sign of Dick. Nice one, Paddy, and cheers for the question.
Cheers, Chris. Loving the podcast.
Cheers, pal. All right, then.
Bye.
Bye. As always, thank you so much for sending in your questions. Remember, if you want to out-nerd Naomi, let me know. Twitter, Instagram. Also, any WhatsApp conversations that you've sent to the wrong group, maybe we can talk about that further this week. And most importantly, thank you so much for listening to this and all the Scott Mills dailies that you've heard this week. Hope you've enjoyed. And if you have, please make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Leave a little review as well on the Scott Mills Daily and that will help bump it up a little bit. Make sure that you rate it. All those little things can really help us keep going. And as I've said before, as long as you want this Friday podcast, we'll keep on going. Me and Scott will be back on the radio Monday afternoon, 1 till 4. I'll see you then. Bye.
One unexpected fluids.
This is Riyadh and Alex and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I am terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds or wherever you found this podcast.